We have a number of ratifications that has recently reached 154 countries that have ratified the convention.
To get to this point, has it been challenging?
Well, it has been fairly rapid, I will say. The convention entered into force in May 2008, so we're seeing a tremendous speed in the way that countries are ratifying the convention, and it's very positive. We still need a momentum, and especially next year we will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the adoption of the convention, and so we are launching also a campaign for the universal ratification of the treaty. So we still have some work to do with the countries that have not ratified.
Now, for the countries which have ratified the convention, are you seeing concrete changes on the ground in those locations for people with disabilities?
The convention has changed the reality of persons with disabilities all around the globe. Before the convention, we didn't have anything. With the convention, we are part of the human rights community, and there is no excuse anymore to let us aside or to leave us behind. Still, we need to do much more. There is not enough actions. We need to see how to translate the convention into policies at national level that will effectively benefit the lives of persons with disabilities. And we are in that process, but I'm very confident that having this strong tool that is the CRPD, we are in the right path.
Now, from the year 2000 to 2015, the world was working on Millennium Development Goals, and now the international community is negotiating Sustainable Development Goals, new goals with new targets. What is your role in terms of Special Rapporteur? You're pushing forward the disability agenda. What does that entail?
Well, when it comes to the post-2015, I have in my mandate, it's very clear that I need to promote dialogue and to promote the inclusion of persons with disabilities in the new development agenda. It is very important to note that persons with disabilities were totally absent in the Millennium Development Goals. And now we're very happy to see that in the first draft, the first zero draft that is out on the new Sustainable Development Goals, we have concrete references to persons with disabilities. So it's a great achievement. But we still have ahead of us the big tasks of making sure that the indicators will also be inclusive of persons with disabilities. So we will have this new framework, this new development framework that needs to be monitored. And to be monitored, we need to create some indicators. And how are we monitoring that? And we need to include how we're doing in terms of including persons with disabilities to make sure that we are really making sure they're part of any effort that it's being done with development.
Could you give an example of a goal and how you'll be working on the indicators?
Well, that is a highly technical discussion, because the big debate now actually is if we have enough international comparable data to measure the advancements in regards to persons with disabilities. So I believe that at this point, I am not in the position. I think that no one is in the position to say this will be the right indicator. What we have to do, and the big challenge now, is how to sit together with the UN agencies and their statistics units to exchange the information that there is, because there is a lot of information on the situation of persons with disabilities. I see my role as a facilitator, because what I believe is that the disability community has been, for so many years, developing a lot of knowledge and sophisticated knowledge, actually. But for some reason, and for probably because of the exclusion and the marginalization of the disability sector in the mainstream discussions, we haven't been able to share that information and that knowledge with the mainstream community. So we are now in the process of, okay, now we need to connect the information of the disability community with the mainstream community and see how we're going to produce those indicators. Mm-hmm.
Now, every year at this conference of the state parties, there's an overarching theme. This year, it's mainstreaming the rights of persons with disabilities in, as you mentioned, the post-2015 development agenda. So is that what the conversation will be focused around?
Well, ideally, yes. I think that the conference is a very important platform in which different stakeholders come together to discuss on policy, on opportunities and challenges that there are to implement the convention. And that's a discussion with civil society, states, and following the motto of nothing about us without us. I think that's central to any discussion in the disability community, is that it has to be done taking into consideration the perspective of persons with disabilities, so including persons with disabilities in any relevant discussion.